Here's a statistic for you. A third of people ages 18 to 29 prefer to get their news from TikTok and other social media. That's according to Pew Research. So the White House is working on new ways to get its message out to those audiences. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
When President Biden celebrated his major spending package at the White House last month, there were some unexpected guests invited.
Hey, besties. I was invited to the White House to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act.
Y'all, and you know, this week I was invited to the White House to celebrate the passing of the Inflation Reduction Act.
We are here on the South Lawn of the White House, like the actual White House.
More than 20 people were there with ring lights and audio equipment, taking it all in. It's part of a White House strategy to reach younger people where they are, which often is scrolling on a device with help from influencers.
To be at the People's House, having lemonade, waiting for the president to speak, is an exciting moment.
That's V. Spear, host of Under the Desk News, which provides minute-long daily news wraps to 2.7 million TikTok followers. There was a special briefing for Spear and other content creators ahead of the ceremony.
I thought perhaps it was going to be similar to what we see from legacy media groups who get a press briefing from the press secretary. And this was a little bit more intimate than that.
They heard about the legislation directly from staff from the Climate Policy Office, the National Economic Council. Even President Biden and Vice President Harris dropped in.
Honestly, I don't care what side of the aisle you are on. When the president and the vice president walks in a room, it's a cool moment.
This isn't the first time the White House has worked with influencers. Spear was part of a virtual briefing earlier this year on the war in Ukraine, a briefing that caught the attention of Saturday Night Live.
I also want to thank my press secretary, Jen Psaki, for having the vision to set this up.
I suggested it as a joke, and then it actually happened.
Spear can laugh at that a bit.
Legacy Media had a good time making a joke about TikTokers being invited to a White House briefing. It just showed how out of touch people are with what the current state of communication is for young people.
A.B. Burns-Tucker is known as I Am Legally Hype on TikTok. She was at that celebration last month, too. She says there's a lot of misconceptions about what exactly an influencer is.
At first, it was just the flat tummy tea girls, right? And now you see people like me and others who are outside of mainstream news, and people are gravitating to the information that we present.
Burns-Tucker is a law student and shares political and legal content. She says the briefing was helpful in putting things in context, and she has more posts in the works. Her 600,000 followers had a mostly positive reaction to her visit.
Some people were like, all right, cool. Like, now I could get some solar panels, right? Like, now, you know, my granny and them prescriptions gonna be cheaper.
But there was some skepticism.
One of the things is always like, oh, you went to the White House, so now you're going to say whatever the White House tell you to say. And it's like, no, just because I earn my space doesn't mean I'm going to be a puppet for somebody.
The White House told the influencers they recognize they're independent. Here's Rob Flaherty, director of digital strategy.
We're not expecting them to become Biden administration propagandists, but we want to make sure that they have the best information that they can get and be able to ask questions just like reporters would.
Presidents have long recognized the benefits of pop culture. Tevi Troy, a presidential historian, says presidents have been experimenting with technology for more than a century.
It's really with the growth of social media that you have presidents that have the ability to aim for specific audiences that they want to reach and put out the tailored message without going through the various filters of the news media.
But there are potential pitfalls, just like with any other media.
They may not be sophisticated political actors. They may not be policy focused. And so maybe they said, okay, I'll go to the White House, but I'm not going to do much else for them.
In fact, some of the group last month didn't seem to post much beyond a selfie. Inni Jung, a SUNY Buffalo professor studying social media, says working with influencers to spread messaging is smart, but warns it can be complicated.
It's a two-sided coin because social media influencers, they definitely can expand the reach of public policies. But the downside is that they're not professional information gatherers.
The currency on social media is attention. And Jung says keeping things short and buzzy could affect the quality of the content.
They might have to tailor their information for engagement.
But so far, the White House is encouraged, and there's more briefings in the pipeline on climate, clean energy tax credits, and lowering the costs of prescription drugs. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.